A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Everyone in our country has a voice. It's something that says not just where you come from, but who you are. Welcome to NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of podcasts and a celebration of the hosts in journalism who've always spoken truth to power. Our voices are as varied, nuanced, and dynamic as the Black experience, and stories should never be about us without us. Find NPR Black Stories, Black Truths on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up at about 4 minutes after the hour, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, I smelled like him all day. Okay.
I don't know what that is.
That could be a good or a bad thing. We'll find out in just a few when we do the strawberry letter, because right now it is time for today's prank phone call with Junior in for the nephew, Junior. Junior.
Yeah, well. Day 2,900 I have for y'all.
Anyway.
What? This is what I have for y'all. Oh, he's not working here no more. I know y'all gonna tell me. I know it. I'm just waiting.
Tommy, you talking about Tommy?
Yeah, he is not working. I know it, because this is day two. This is day 3,916. So I just wait for it. We'll see what happens. Just hook it up at the daycare. That's the prank for today. Hook it up at the daycare. All right. He gonna have to explain it to dude. Italy ain't that big.
Hello.
Hello, I'm trying to reach Frida.
This is Frida, and who is this?
You don't know me. My name is Lonnie. I wanted to call you. I've been looking for, trying to get your phone number actually for like about 2 weeks now.
What do you need my number for, baby? Can you get on with it? Because I'm on lunch break. I'm trying to hurry and eat my lunch, and I need you to come on with it.
Okay. Now, is your husband is...
What is your name again?
My name is Lonnie.
Okay, and you asking about my husband. Now, what about... Yes, that's my husband.
See, the problem I'm having, Miss Frida, is that I looked through my wife's cell phone about 2-3 weeks ago, and I found out that this actual phone number belonged to your husband named... And he been text messaging her. And,
stop right there. Stop right
wait
there.
Wait a minute. Let me finish, though. He been text messaging her different text messages and stuff about he want to meet up with her and how she looked the other day and stuff like this here. But then even worse than this here is he, you know, done sent some pictures of himself, some naked pictures on the cell phone.
Baby, please. No, sir. Not I know not because if anything, if he's texting anybody, need to be an employer about a job. I know you're not telling me. Who, baby, who is your wife? What's your name again?
My name is Lonnie, and my wife's name is Denise.
Denise. Mm-mm, that ain't registering with me. We pretty much have an open relationship where we kind of communicate, and I don't know nothing about no Denise. And we have to put this thing out together. Okay.
Do your husband's last four digits on his phone is 6822?
Yeah, that would be last four digits.
Okay, see, that's what I'm saying. Man, I'm not trying to call you. You know, I mean, I'm disappointed in my wife because of these text messages and these pictures and stuff. You know, I'm the one. That's why I say, okay, I need to call this man's wife right here and see what, you know, do
okay,
she even know it?
I need you to wait a minute. Back up, baby. Be quiet for a minute. Look here, okay? Denise, you're lying. Okay, where they supposed to admit it? You know, because we used to go everywhere together when we go. First of all, the don't work. Let's go there. He does not work.
Okay, so
I don't know where it is. When he leaves the house, we're together. So where did they meet? How did they meet 2 weeks ago, you say? Because, I'm listening to you now. You got
well, I don't know if they met 2 weeks ago. I just found him in the cell phone 2 weeks ago. That's what I'm saying. Now, if you saying he don't work, then evidently it must be during the day while you gone or something. You say you on your lunch break right now?
Yeah, uh-huh. And where okay. is your wife right now? Wait a minute. Do you know where your wife is right now?
Well, she's supposed to be at work right now.
And you know what? I just called. He told me he was going to get in the tub. And when I called back, it's taking a long. He used it. Okay. Okay. If I ain't have to go back in this hospital, baby. Yeah. Where's your wife? I need you to get to. We need to see where your wife is.
Well, see, my wife works at a.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabrielle Collins, and this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Colin Bridgerton has returned from his travels abroad. Is betrothal written in the stars for the eligible bachelor? Meanwhile, the ton is reverberating with speculation of who holds Lady Whistledown's pen. We're discussing it all. I sit down with Nicola Coughlin, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more to offer an exclusive peek behind the scenes of each episode of the new season. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then, fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season 1, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season 1, like my producer, Anna.
Oh, my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And, of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyone in our country has a voice. It's something that says not just where you come from, but who you are. Welcome to NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of podcasts and a celebration of the hosts in journalism who've always spoken truth to power. Our voices are as varied, nuanced, and dynamic as the Black experience, and stories should never be about us without us. Find NPR Black Stories, Black Truths on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles.
podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangster rap. Hosted by MC8 and Big Steels every Thursday, each episode provides an in-depth exploration into the formative artists, monumental albums, and socio-political factors that have shaped gangster rap from its emergence in the 80s to its enduring impact today. Gangster Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form. We dive into the socio-cultural aspects that gangster rap boldly addressed, from police brutality to systemic racism, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the profound cultural significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangster Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go.
Wait a minute. Do y'all have kids?
Hell yeah, we got kids. And that's my problem. That's why I'm so upset. I'm working all day. I get up at 4 a.m. to make sure I got everything prepared for the whole day. Got to get the kids. We have 3 kids, 1, 2, and 3. Yeah.
Okay.
We have
now, kids. Is he the one? Because see, do he? Because my wife works at a daycare. Do he drop them off at a daycare?
Don't start. You, baby, it's getting deep. But if I get to this, what daycare does your wife work at, baby? Because I see, don't start me. Yeah, he dropping them off.
Okay.
Uh-huh. If you tell me tonight, baby, just tell me. I swear, Lonnie.
Now she's been at this place called Children's Academy.
You are lie. You better not tell me this non-working is with the that's supposed to be watching our kids.
See, I'm already. But I'm already upset. I've been upset about this here for I've been holding it for the last 2 weeks. I've been holding it. I ain't said nothing till tonight.
Why are you holding it? You're crazy. You should have been calling me. When he get his. Let me tell you something. I get up at 4 every morning. And this I have to be to work for 6:30 every morning. I get to that damn hospital. I slave all day. Then come home and slave for him. Try to make sure he feels good as a man, although he's not working. You know it wasn't his fault he got laid off. But, hey, I want him to feel good, although he's not working. Because, you know, y'all don't feel too good when you're not working. So I wanted him to feel good. I tell the kids, you know, it's going to be okay. But I bet you this got that something.
Wait a minute now, because that is my wife. Don't be her. She's my wife, not
Wait a minute. See, I told you was ignorant, because, see, you should have been calling me long ago. Let me tell you how you ignorant, too. See, she's a first of all, because she said she too dumb. She should erase that out of her. She don't know how to play the game. And she with my husband, and he's sending her naked pictures. He ain't got to be showing her no way. Trust me, it ain't worth showing. I was just with him because he was a good man. I guess my is dumb, too. Oh, when
look,
I get on this
look. So I was gonna ask you this here, cause
is go ask what the do you want to ask? What can you ask me? You just told me this here is with your wife, some named Denise. Yes, that's what I said. And this is the that's watching the twins, baby. We have twins. Do you hear me?
Can I say something else to you?
I don't need you to say a thing.
I say one more thing?
What the do you need to say?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your husband, Gerald.
This is let me tell you something. That got the nerve to be pranking me. He needs to be trying to find a job. You know what? This is I'm going to get it. When I get home, his non-working I ain't cooking tonight. Let me tell you, the only thing that saved the situation is because, first of all, I'm a woman, so I want more information. But the second thing is, we need the job. His don't work. I couldn't leave work. All I'm going to get is
I got to ask you something, baby. What's the baddest radio show in the land?
Definitely the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Now, see, I'm with
okay, Shredder, there you go. Hooking up at the daycare.
Wow, too much.
Yeah. He ain't even here still doing ignorant stuff. I'm telling you.
Always messing with people. Always. In the country, out of the country.
Out the country. Don't matter where he at. He's doing the same thing. Don't even know where he's at.
Yeah. Have you ever been to Italy?
In Vegas. They had a little Italian restaurant that looked just like it.
I could have sworn. Venetian or something?
Yeah. At the Venetian. I was just right in. That's about the closest I've been to Italy. You couldn't tell me it was Italians around.
Thank you, Junior. Coming up next, Strawberry Letter. I smelled like him all day is the subject. We'll get into that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Everyone in our country has a voice. It's something that says not just where you come from, but who you are. Welcome to NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of podcasts and a celebration of the hosts in journalism who've always spoken truth to power. Our voices are as varied, nuanced, and dynamic as the Black experience, and stories should never be about us without us. Find NPR Black Stories, Black Truths on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.